The House voting last night to accept the Senate version of a bill that suspends, for now, the drama over massive tax increases for everyone and huge spending cuts. Our dueling commentators, Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel, as you might expect, have different opinions about the bill. First, here's Bob.
There's nothing like a tax increase to break the gridlock in Washington. When negotiations over the fiscal cliff appeared doomed, Senator Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and Vice President Joe Biden stepped in at the last minute to find a compromise. Both sides gave concessions, but clearly Obama won by getting tax increases on the wealthiest Americans and extension of everything from unemployment insurance to the Farm Bill. It was a superb job of finding common ground and seeking consensus.
Now here's Cal.
Good morning, gentlemen. Let's start with the good news. Okay, there isn't any for Republicans and conservatives other than the 151 who stood on principle and the Constitution and voted against it. The bill is full of pork. It does nothing to address the real issue of what is causing our massive debt. And in fact, it adds $4 trillion in debt over the next 10 years. Nice going, Congress. Democrats have played this game so many times before, you might think Republicans would have figured out a way to defend against it. There are promises of spending cuts someday if Republicans will just agree to more taxes now. Democrats flim-flammed Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush with this, and now they're doing it again. You know what the GOP leadership must have said. Better vote for this or the media will blame us. It's always about getting reelected and not doing what needs to be done. No wonder Congress has an approval rating in single digits.
Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel are part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on WTOP, and you can read their Common Ground column in USA Today.